你知道那个 room 的那个背景怎么改吗？
啊，不用改了，还要改什么？
上线了没有？老师在吗？
可看可看。
我让他是大声的，他就是很大声。
干嘛？
你开麦克风了？
开没？
有。所以现在是两人。
麦克风关掉。
有。
Hi, Eva. Can you hear me? Yes. Yeah. Can you hear me, Eva?
Yes.
Yeah, is that correct? Is it Eva or Eva?
Eva.
Okay, so nice to meet you, Eva. Eva. So by the way, my name is Teacher Yana, and I will be your teacher for this class. So how are you, Eva?
I'm fine.
Okay, that's good to know. And have you eaten your lunch?
No.
Not yet. Oh, why? Okay, maybe you are not yet hungry.Okay, so Eva, in today's lesson, we are going to have comics English. So meaning you are going to create conversation based on the pictures that you will see in our slides. Okay, so before that, since we still have 3 minutes before the class, so how was your weekend, Eva?Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, how was it? How was your weekend? Is it good? Did you go outside or no?
No.
Oh, yeah, because you're not yet allowed to go out, right? So what did you do? Yeah, yesterday and last Saturday.
Doing my homework.
Oh, so do you have class now or not yet? Is it your summer vacation or not anymore? Yeah. By the way, when will your summer vacation end, Eva? When are you going back to school? September? Next month? Are you going back to school next month or not yet? School? Or this month, August? Okay, so maybe you don't know yet. Okay, it's all right. And yes, what do you like to do during your free time, Eva? Do you like to read books?
No.
Reading books? No. How about watching TV or movies? Do you like?
Yes.
Oh, I see. All right, that's good. And how about listening to music? Do you like to listen to music?
Yes.
Oh, I see. And when you do your homework, I believe you are also listening to music. All right. And what about the sports? What sports do you play, Eva? Do you play badminton, volleyball?Tennis? Yes. What sport do you play? Basketball? No. Tennis, maybe, or maybe badminton. Or maybe dodgeball. Maybe you play that game or sports. Anyway, Eva, since it's already time, welcome to our class and welcome to live talk. So these are the class rules that we are going to have today. So number one, make sure your headset is working. Two, try to speak loudly. Three, don't be afraid of making mistakes. Four, if you have questions, kindly tell me. Five, tell me if I speak too fast or too slow. Six, respect your teacher and classmates. Seven, you have the choice to be seen or not on the screen. So, Eva, like what I've said to you earlier, in today's lesson, we are going to have Comics English, and it will be about getting ready for school. Okay, and these are the learning goals. So you are going to look at the 9 pictures and you are going to create conversations. Two, we will have a role play. Third, you are going to learn topic words and read their example sentences. And the last one will be question and answer. And of course, we have sentence making. All right. Are you ready, Eva?
Yes.
Let's start. So we are going to have or to look at the 9 pictures. And you are going to create conversation out from those pictures. So let's have number 1. Okay, so let's read first this one, Eva.
It's time for Billy to get up and get ready for school.
School, yeah. So it is time for Billy to wake up or to get up and get ready for school. So look at picture number 1, okay? Can you give me a sentence that is describing picture number 1. Look. Okay, let's have this one first. How can you describe the, let's say this one is a clock. Yeah, clock. So how can you describe the clock in the picture? Is it making a sound, Eva? Is the clock making a sound in here? Yes. Is it making a sound, Eva? What do you think? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, so that is our one idea. So the alarm clock is making a sound. Or the clock is making a sound. So since the clock is making a sound, so what happened to Billy?
Billy wakes up.
Okay, Billy wakes up. So, okay, so we already know that the alarm or the clock is making a sound and Billy is waking up. So how about you give me a sentence, okay? Using these 2 ideas, and we are going to create a sentence wherein we are describing picture number 1. So let's start with, okay, so what happened to Billy? I mean the alarm, the clock. Let's have you, Eva. The clock. Yes. What is the clock doing? Or let's say the alarm clock. So what happened?
Wakes up.
The alarm clock. What? The alarm clock's sound. Sound? Yeah, it's making a sound, right? So the alarm clock's sound makes Billy. Come again, Eva. The alarm clock's sound
Wake up.
Makes Billy wake
up.
Up. Okay. So the alarm clock. Okay. So let's have. Okay. So the alarm clock sound made Billy wakes up. Okay. Let's read, Eva. Let's read the our sentence for picture number one. Let's read.
Alarm clock sound made Billy wakes up.
Okay, good. So that is for our picture number one. So let's see later if our sentence in number one is correct. Okay, so good job, Eva. Next, let's proceed to picture number two. So what happened in here? What happened to Billy?
Billy gets out of bed.
Okay, good job. So as in the picture, Billy is standing, okay, beside his bed. Okay, so let's read one more time. Eva, Billy
gets out of bed.
Okay, very good. Next, what about picture number three? Okay,
he goes to the bathroom.
He goes to the bathroom. Okay, very good. All right, so yeah, that's correct. So Billy goes to the bathroom. Okay, good. Next, what about picture number four?
He brushes his teeth.
One more time. He brushes his teeth. Okay, good. So as you can see, Billy is brushing his teeth. Okay, so he brushes his teeth. Correct. Next, what about picture number five?
He washes his face.
Okay, he washes his face. All right. Okay, good. So we have picture number five. All right, good. Good job, Eva. Next, what about number six?
He combs his hair.
Okay, good. He combs his hair. All right, good. Next. All right, that is for picture number six. What about number seven? Yeah. What is Billy doing? What is Billy doing in here? What do we call this one, Eva? This is a cloth, right? Cloth. More likely a polo shirt. Polo shirt. Yeah. So what is he doing with the polo shirt or the cloth, Eva? What do we call that one? We can have put on. He puts on
polo shirt.
His polo shirt. All right. Okay, let's read, Eva.
He put on his polo shirt.
Oh, all right. Or we can say, aside from puts on, we can have he wears his polo shirt, or maybe since Billy is going to school, right? So what do we call the clothes that we wear in school, Eva? We call it uniform. Okay, so we can also have this one. All right, wait for a while. Okay, let me have another sentence. So we can also say he wears his uniform. Okay, let's read, Eva, the other sentence. He wears
his uniform.
Yes. Okay, since Billy is going to school, so probably he will wear his uniform. So we can say that in this picture. All right, good. Next, what about in picture number 8?
He eats breakfast.
He eats breakfast. Okay. All right. So he eats breakfast. Good. Next, what about the last one?
He goes to school.
He goes. Yeah, so remember, Billy is only one. So we will have the single form of the verb, which is goes. He goes to school. What else? What is he holding? What do we call this one? He goes to school. And gets his
school book.
Okay. All right. Okay, one more time, Eva. Let's read.
He goes to school
and
gets his school book.
Okay, good. Or we can say he gets his school book and goes to school. All right. Okay. So this is the last part for the last picture that we are going to make a conversation with. Now, Eva, in here, we are going to find out how do the conversations go. And of course, in a later part, we are also going to learn some vocabularies. All right. So let's find out if the conversation that you have made, Eva, are correct. So let's have picture number one. All right. So let's read, Eva, number one.
It is a ring clock.
Alarm, one time.
Alarm clock.
Rings. And
he wakes up.
Okay, good. So our sentence earlier is Billy's alarm clock made sounds. Was that it? Okay. Billy's alarm clock sounds made Billy wakes up. So in some sense, that one is correct. All right. And also, yes, good job in number one. So in here, Billy's alarm clock rings. And after that, he wakes up. How about you, Eva? Do you have an alarm clock? Do you have an alarm clock, Eva?
No.
Oh, I see. Who wakes you up, Eva, if you are going to go to school? Who wakes you up? Your mom?
My father.
Oh, your dad. I see. So your dad will wake you up, okay, to get ready for school. That's cool. Okay, next, let's have picture number two, okay?
Billy's get out of bed.
Okay, good. So, Billy's gets out of bed. Okay, so I think it should just be Billy, okay? Billy gets out of bed. Okay, so your answer earlier is correct. That one is correct. You said he gets out of bed. Very good, Eva. Next, what about picture number three? Let's read.
Then he goes into the bathroom.
Okay, very good. So your answer earlier is correct. So you said he goes to the bathroom. All right, that one is right. Next, how about number four?
Brushes his teeth.
Okay, correct. So earlier you've said he brushes his teeth. So our number four, your answer there is correct. Good job. Next, what about number five?
And he washes his face.
Okay, good. So your answer also earlier is correct. Washes his face. And number six?
Billy combs his hair.
Okay, good. So you're correct also for picture number six. Okay, next.
Then Billy gets dressed.
One more time, you say dressed.
Dressed.
Okay, good. So earlier we have he wears his uniform. So we can also have that one. Or he puts on his polo shirt. It is also correct. Good. Next, what about in number eight?
He sits at the table and he has breakfast.
Okay, good. So after Billy puts on his clothes or puts on his uniform, he sits at the table and has breakfast. Very good. And the last one.
Billy gets his school books and then leaves for school.
One more time, you see leaves.
Leaves for school.
Okay, good. All right. So earlier we had Billy goes to school, right? And gets his school book. Okay, so in some sense, that one is also correct. And yes, good job, Eva. So you were able to make conversation out from those pictures. And almost all of them are correct. Okay, good job, Eva. Next, in here, we are going to learn some vocabulary, phrases or sentence pattern. And of course, you will give it a try to make sentences out from it. Okay, so let's have vocabulary first. Okay, so let's start with the first one. Let's read, Eva.
Alarm clock.
Okay, let's read the example sentence. Julia's
alarm clock is very loud.
Okay, good. So I've showed you earlier the example picture or what is an alarm clock, right? Now, Eva, how about you give me... Okay, so how about you give me an example sentence using alarm clock? Okay, so maybe we can say, can you give me a name of your friend?
Yes.
Maybe we can have your name. So you can say in here, my alarm clock is... they think is very, yes, Eva, my alarm clock is very,
new.
Very
new.
New, okay, good. So this one is correct. Next, what about in number two?
Ring.
Ring, one more time. Okay, let's read the example sentence.
The bell ring.
Rang.
Rang at lunchtime.
Okay, good. So it means it made a sound. Okay, the bell make sounds at lunchtime. All right. Okay, so next, let's proceed to our next set of vocabulary. Let's have number three.
Brush.
Okay, let's read the example sentence.
Todd always brushes his teeth after dinner.
Okay, good. So I believe you know what is brushes or brush already. Okay, next, what about number four?
Comb.
Okay.
John combs his hair after going outside.
Okay, good. So earlier you were able to use this one as well. Okay, like we describe the picture that we saw earlier. Okay, good. All right. Thank you so much, Eva. Now let's have the phrases and sentence pattern. Okay, so we have number one. Let's read.
Wake up. Get out. Of bed.
Okay, good. In the same sense, they have the same meaning. So when we say get up, wake up, and get out of bed, they are actually the same. Okay, let's read the first one. Example sentence for get up.
When do you usually get up?
Okay, I woke up
at 6:30 this morning.
And
cold.
It's cold.
It's cold. I don't want to get out of bed.
Okay, good. Good job. Next, let's have phrases number two and three. Let's read. Get dressed.
Get dressed.
Okay, let's read the example sentence.
My father got dressed and then went to work.
Okay, next, number three. Leave.
Before.
Yeah. Susan.
Susan left for school at 7:30.
Okay, good. So aside from goes, We can also use the word leaves, okay? Good job, Eva. Now, this time, we are going to complete the missing sentences that we have in here, okay? So, let's have picture number one.
Matthew didn't hear the doorbell ring.
Okay, very good. We have the word ring, correct. Okay, nice. What about number two? Joy
is going to
what do we usually do with our teeth, Eva? We
brush.
Very good. So is going to brush her teeth. Next, number three.
She needs to
they think?
Calm.
Calm. Okay, very good. So that is for number three. What about number four?
Lisa will leave
four. Very good. Osaka this afternoon. Last one, number five. Peggy.
Peggy doesn't like having to get up
early.
Early.
Okay, very good. So number five is get up. All right, good job, Eva. You were able to answer all of the items. Very good. So, Eva, that would be all for our lesson today. Thank you so much for listening and participating. And by the way, don't forget to do the survey and see you again next time. Bye.